Afternoon. As I was walking up the hill, I remembered one time when I was coming to Spirit Rock. I was flying here, and I read the magazine that the airline has in the back of the seat in front of you. And it was a little article about amazing facts about the Earth. And one of those amazing facts is that the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles per hour. And then the other one was, I had to look it up because it's sort of incomprehensible to me. I had to go to Swami Google. It's going 67,000 miles per hour, orbiting at 60,000 miles per hour. So I read these facts, and then I was sitting and looking at the grass, and I had the thought, like, wow, how amazing that it doesn't get knocked over. You know, it is really amazing. that this, we're in this bubble of life, and everything is just proportioned, just right, so that we can actually not blow away. it's really amazing when we actually pay attention how incredible this experience, this shared experience of living on Earth really is. And to me, there's something in the concentration samadhi practice that touches into that, that within each breath is this whole interconnection of conditions that supports life. And also threaded within this vast, tapestry of interconnection is loving kindness. That we are our nature in this vast kind of universe is to love and to respond to love. And there's something so uplifting about that, really. The kind of support and joy we can get and nourishment from our commitment to the precepts. That this is actually who we are. That this resonates with us so deeply and sets a foundation for the deepest practice, the most profound explorations of what it is to be alive, what it is to be human. There's something it's really touching and really amazing. The Thai forest master, Ajahn Mun, said that the Dharma is the language of the heart. That the Dharma and the heart fit together perfectly. Because the heart is its nature, it's the way things are. And it's the teachings that allow us to see the way things are at the most profound and intimate level. And then he goes on to say that when it comes to the heart, we're all the same. We all really have this, our common humanity, we're all the same. But because of words, we get confused. It makes things confusing because each of us comes from a different background, a different culture, a different history, language, orientation, family, psychology. So we have to find our own words, the words that help us to connect to the Dharma and to what means so much to us. And sometimes the words can fall away, and it's just that direct feeling, knowing of the heart. I remember reading when I was young something Trungpa Rinpoche said, which was that the heart is like a wound. And I remember thinking, I don't like that. But how he described it is that, you know, if the skin was off of your arm, say you scraped it off, you'd kind of be walking, protecting your arm. And he said that that's what we do with our heart. We protect it. But actually, the heart, it doesn't really need that protection. It's most comfortable when it's open and free, when it's loving freely. I kind of imagined reading that it would be like being a surfer in a perfect wave, never getting wet. You know, you just kind of just never get wet. Kind of like, something very powerful and concentrated and strong and balanced and all of these kind of magical qualities. And also I grew up in New York. I didn't know anything about surfing. So, but it seemed to make sense. But as I practice over the years, I have discovered that actually real practice is about getting drenched to the bone. All parts of ourselves, that no part left out. Kind of opening and letting go to such a degree that the Dharma permeates our whole being. So as we gather here this afternoon to practice metta, loving kindness, on the earth that's moving through this really vast universe in this kind of magical, mysterious life, with our life kind of a part of the universe. I invite you at this time to appreciate how amazing it is that we're here, practicing love and kindness, developing wisdom. This kind of deep capacity to listen and learn what actually is the nature of happiness and peace of mind, friendship, So as we do our practice today, yourself and dear one, also going to add the neutral person, the person that we see but don't know much about. The people that fill our lives every day. With the encouragement that as we practice continuity, we're also practicing this continuity of loving kindness. Appreciating each other, the animals, the cooks, the retreat managers, of wish for each and every one of us to be happy, safe, and appreciated. To feel what it might be like to move through life with a gentle, kind awareness and appreciation. Let's begin by softening the body. Being gentle with the body. As a way of offering ourselves metta, compassion, if you found it helpful to do the practice of soothing touch, it helps you to land in the body, to feel connected with your heart. It's okay to do that practice whenever you feel called to. And to begin to turn toward yourself, to picture yourself to touch into the heart. Softening the heart. perhaps appreciating the goodness in the heart. The Dharma of the heart. To find words to express friendship with yourself. Will, kindness. May I be happy. May I be truly, deeply happy. May I be safe. Protected. Inner and outer harm. May I be at ease in my body. And at ease in my mind. May I live peacefully. And know the joy of a peaceful heart. And feeling the heart. Knowing what's there. Holding what's ever there with kindness, in friendship and goodwill. May I be happy. May I be safe. I live with ease and well-being. peaceful and content. Just staying now with your own phrases, offering loving kindness to yourself. Now, staying with yourself or moving on to someone, some being that naturally makes you smile. Benefactor or a dear friend. Someone that you've read about. Or a manifestation of the teachings. Nurturing this dear one. Gathering the attention, collecting it, their being. May you be happy. May you be safe, safe and protected. May you be at ease in your body. And at ease in your mind. May you know that you're appreciated in this very moment. Now, in your own way, with your own words, offering loving kindness. Opening towards what's known as a neutral person. Could be someone at home or someone here on the retreat. Person you can picture but don't really know very much about. For this reason, it can be harder to pay attention to a neutral person. But just like the breath, when we pay attention, a neutral person becomes more vivid to us. Our connection more clear and refined. As you picture this person, you might reflect on our common humanity. Just like you, this person wishes to be happy, safe, to live peacefully. Like you, this person has challenges and joys. A wish for friendship and community. Wishes to live peacefully. Taking some time to picture this person. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected. Have enough to eat, shelter. May you be at ease in your body and mind. May you be appreciated just as you are. Staying now with this neutral person, offering phrases, feelings, and words of loving kindness. Now continuing with metta practice, or returning to the breath. Using the breath practice, if you choose, with this sense of kindness and goodwill.